What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys, so I thank you so, so very much. And yes, darlings, we are into the spring months, which means Mother's Day is just around the corner. And so I just had to have one of the hottest, most amazing brands that's headed on down to the Oscars. Tough as a Mother Tribe, founder and CEO, Miss Jennifer, is with us today. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, Jennifer, what part of the country are you at today?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Ooh, Santa Barbara. Just beautiful weather year-round. I'm totally jealous. I'm completely jealous right now.
It's pretty beautiful.
Always, always. All right, so Jennifer, to start things off, where did the inspiration for the brand come from?
The inspiration coming from motherhood not being anything I had in my mind initially. So I'd always dreamed of kids. I always wanted kids. I was that girl that was like, I can't wait to grow up and be a mom. And then I did it. And wow, hit some obstacles and learned some things I never knew existed of postpartum struggles and just the challenges you just don't know about until you're in it. And so that's where my inspiration came out of, actually one of like a darker times in my motherhood journey.
Yeah.
So that's when this was born. Besides my two children, I birthed this company.
Yes. So in the beginning stages, what would you say was the most challenging thing to deal with?
There's all the things, right, of being a business owner and just having to be so quick on your feet and just make quick decisions, pivot from where you had initially thought you were going and just be ready for unexpected challenges. And for me, just becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable in new situations. So just a lot of growth from, you know, venturing out and doing something new.
Okay, cool. What would you say has been your proudest moment with the brand?
Wow, I think most definitely just the testimonials from mothers who have purchased and with the beautiful things they've said and what the pieces have meant to them, that makes me keep going. So if I hear a story of like a mother who miscarried and then purchased a piece with a little rainbow moonstone to remind her of that baby, that is so special to me. I've also been through miscarriage, and so I really resonate with so many motherhood challenges that getting to hear like these special stories, or a mom purchased a piece to celebrate, I think with her daughter's, I can't remember which birthday, but a special moment. And I was like, oh, that's so special. She'll always like remember that moment of motherhood. So just, I think hearing from the mothers themselves is super special and makes me remember why I started.
Yeah, definitely. So you've been a buzz at, you know, in and through Tinseltown. So Viola Davis, Andra Day, those are just a few of the names of celebrities that have been dropping that name there. So how, what goes through your mind when you hear Viola Davis is giving you a shout?
Yeah, I got to meet Viola and Andra Day at the pre-Golden Globe gifting suite event, and along with like several other like A-list celebrities. So that was really special to get to meet these really beautiful people, and Viola Davis especially. She's such an amazing mother. Yeah. And so to be perfectly honest, when I met Viola and gifted her her custom pieces and one for her daughter, it was just amazing to connect on the motherhood level. We didn't talk about her movies or her nominations. We really just connected on being a mom, and, you know, she's such an amazing mother, and so she is so inspiring. Yeah, so it was really fun, and I'm excited for the upcoming pre-Oscars gifting suite.
Yes.
So we'll see who I get to meet, but I just really enjoy connecting connecting with these, right? They're celebrities, but they're people. They're just, you know, they're people, ordinary people as well.
Yeah.
And so it was really fun to connect just in parenthood in general. So Very exciting.
So I know that it definitely is exciting for you to get into, you know, to get into that suite as well, upcoming Oscars, because I'm sure with everything going on and social distancing, they're probably limiting vendors, correct?
Yeah, definitely. People and the various gifting suites, the lead up to Oscars week, is everything looks different, right, in the current landscape. But everybody is doing such an amazing job, and I'm just so excited to be part of one of the top gifting suites. Leading up to the Oscars show. Yeah. And so, yeah, we'll see. And celebrities are welcome to, like, walk around this event. Or they can do a drive-by and pick up their gifts. So, you know, it's just up to how they're feeling with the current circumstances.
Yeah. Okay, so for some of us, Jennifer, that may not make it to the gifting suite for the Oscars this year, what are some of the offerings that you guys have on the website?
Yeah, so I have a gemstone collection, and each gemstone has a special meaning for a mother, and all of the stones have healing properties and powers. Mm. So, and then I have a line of customizable pieces, so you can get your child's initial or the whole name spelled out, and I have bracelets and just launching new pieces. Basically, coming up, it's going to be like a lot of new pieces launching in summer and fall, and just kind of seasonally, so I'm super excited.
Yes, you definitely should be. What advice would you offer to a mom out there that has an idea on her heart, but she just hasn't acted out on it yet?
Wow, to find your tribe, find somebody who will cheer you on, because it is so hard to take that like leap of faith. But if there is something on your heart, all I can say is go for it, because I've been there. I've been there, just the questioning, like, you know, and then should I tell anybody? What will they think? Like, if it's on your heart and you feel called to do it, it's so cliche, but just do it. Do it and find people who will cheer you on and support you.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing challenge every day as an entrepreneur and a business owner. So having that community of supporters, I think, that definitely keeps me going, as I have found other mompreneurs to support me. So yeah, I think that's so cliche, but you just got to do it.
Yeah. No, I think that you nailed it, actually, because it's just, you know, being an entrepreneur, sometimes, a lot of times, it's very lonely. It's very, very lonely. So to have other people that understand like what you're going through, and maybe they've been through something similar in their business, and they can kind of give you a little guidance, or, you know, give you some tips or pointers, it definitely makes a difference. I know it definitely has helped me.
Absolutely.
Several times. Oh, wow. So Jennifer, I heard a little birdie told me that you've got a little something for our listeners today.
I do. I'm so excited to offer your community and your audience 30% off site-wide for all the listeners.
Okay.
And your code is going to be, ASH30, so A-S-H-30, and that'll be 30% site-wide.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jennifer. You know, we love to get stuff, and of course, we love those discounts. We love those promo codes. Awesome, awesome sauce. Jennifer, again, let everyone know the best way to check you guys out on the website, and also how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, thank you so much. The website is toughasamothertribe.com, and I'm most active on Instagram at toughasamothertribe. I like to be on stories, and yeah, so those are the places.
All right, that is perfect. Much more success to you and your team, Jennifer. Keep pushing it out and have a great time at the Oscars. I know that you're going to have more stories for us next time on all of the A-listers that you've been rubbing elbows with, you know, as they come through the gifting suite.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.